Something that I don't like is when people act like you can't be smart and a good athlete at the same time. Because I know you totally can. You know, one of the excuses that people give for Notre Dame's lack of success in the football playoffs is that they have a higher academic requirement than the other schools. And, you know, that's probably true, although my buddy Gary Verveit or J.W. Meyerly, I think it was, just wrote on Facebook that it's the same, like, enrollment requirement, but, like, for other sports, it's higher or something for Notre Dame. What I would say, and it, by the way, if you just heard that noise in the background, it wasn't anything too crazy. It was just my Keurig finishing up my cup of coffee. I hope you can hear me. I'm not standing right next or sitting right next to my phone as I record this. I'm a little bit away. But anyways, what I wanted to say is there is definitely no reason someone cannot be the most academic person and the most athletic person at the same time. I mean, yes, academics takes time and practicing athletics takes time, but I don't think that just because someone is smart means they can't be just as athletic as, you know, somebody for an Alabama or a Clemson. You know, it's not like being able to do trigonometry to the highest exponent or whatever, or rocket science or nuclear physics. It's not like that means that you can't be a Usain Bolt, because it doesn't. And that's what I don't understand, why people use that as an excuse for Notre Dame. Because I think that's kind of just like a rip on people. I think that's ripping on people. I don't like that. I mean, there is absolutely no reason that you can't be a member of Mensa, the, I don't know whether it's a thinker's society or whatever. There's absolutely no reason that you can't be an absolute member of Mensa. Just brilliance flowing in and out of that cerebellum in your brain, and be a Usain Bolt type insanely good athlete. I think it's just a crutch and an excuse that some people use. Notre Dame has tons of good athletes. You look at Drew Tranquil, Tavion Coney, Jerry Tillery, is it Adito Kanbo Ogundeji or Deji? I don't know how you say the guy's name. I mean, half of them are hard to pronounce. But, you know, don't tell me that Dexter Williams is not a good athlete. Don't tell me that Jafar Armstrong is not a good athlete. Don't tell me that Ian Book is not a good athlete. If you watched the game yesterday, you saw some plays where he scampered and scrambled. You know, I think that's just a generalization that the naysayers and the haters want to use. Oh, well, that guy's smart, so he's not a good athlete. Or he can't be the kind of athlete that you know, the other schools get. I think that's an ignorant statement. There is no reason that your brain can't be locked down solid. 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 I'm talking Rhodes Scholar. I'm talking Willie Scholar. And that your athleticism can't be like Usain Bolt at the same time. There is absolutely no reason. So the argument that Notre Dame can't get the athletes that the other schools get, I think it's a bunch of bologna, or a bunch of salami, or a bunch of pastrami. And I think that's a bunch of just nothing when people say that. You know, and yeah, I just wanted to say that. It's early in the morning. It's not going to be a really together podcast, but it's a little bit over 5 minutes, and I hope you enjoy it.